Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new Cinnamon Pull-Apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery-inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet, warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey-gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's, the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart, only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
So yesterday morning, I said, hey, it's Thursday. Remember, we're all getting together for lunch.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, everyone seemed pretty excited. We're going to lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, does anyone ever go, oh, God.
Never.
Got to go to this stupid lunch.
No.
I'm expecting.
No, not with our lunches, no.
It's a part of my job. I got to go.
The only complaint I heard at all was everyone was starving by the time it was lunchtime.
That was the only thing.
That's it.
I was so hungry.
Well, it was an 11:30 lunch. Yeah. We got there. Mm-hmm. Food started pouring out. Went across the street to a quality bistro.
Yeah.
It was really good. What?
I got to move.
What's
this
wrong?
This camera apparently is an
issue. Okay, that's not even on topic. Okay. Lunch yesterday.
Yeah.
We sat down, 15 of us at that table, and they're like, well, do you want to do like the, just bring out a bunch of appetizers and you just pick? I said, no. Everyone order what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Free for all. Get your cocktails. Whatever you want, order it.
Yeah.
And so the waiter's like, okay. Very patient. But while I was eating, while we were talking, while we were going through the typical shenanigans that we go through while we're together, Danielle was making notes on her phone.
Wow.
Are you a little concerned about this?
I might be.
Copious notes.
Copious notes. Where do you want to start?
So let's start here. So first of all, I've got nothing against people with allergies. That's not what I'm trying to say. But there was one side of the table that took forever to order because they have so many issues. First of all, there's allergies. Then this one's on a diet. That one's vegan. That one has diabetes. This one's gluten-free. And they had to, like, go through. And then Scary's on some friggin' diet that's like, so, could you make the fish? I'm like, Scary, order your food. We're hungry. What
exactly
are you doing? So that drove me a little crazy.
But it is interesting that they were all on one side of the table.
They were.
Right and, next to each other, lined up.
The rest of us, we were, like, ordering everything.
It's so weird, right?
They all band together.
Then we've got Dry January going with some people. So, okay, Josh, Sam, and Andrew have some kind of Dry January competition going, right? Josh is like, bleep it, I'm going to drink. They're all pissed at him that he's drinking and they're not. So that's going on at the table.
See, and that made me mad.
What the hell?
If he wants to drink, don't drink shame him. Let
right
him drink. They're being a little bunch of turds.
Yeah, okay, but here's the thing. We're all in this little group trying to get healthy and be fit, and we're supposed to encourage each other and keep each other on the straight and narrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think they were just trying to encourage him not to do it,
That was an encouragement. Yeah. They were bashing the living hell
they
out
were.
Of it.
Yeah,
they
were.
And then, there was a recording.
And then Sam had some drink, and I'm like, I don't believe that's not alcoholic. Give it to me. So I had to sip it to make sure she wasn't cheating.
Okay.
It was a
joke.
It was no, yeah. It was like horrible.
They were being very rude to Josh.
They were. And then Josh, who was supposed to be running the radio station at the time, comes to lunch and he's just sitting there. And I go, Josh, how are you just sitting there? Like, well, he goes, oh, I'm checking my phone. Checking your phone. The radio station. What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. But it came off perfectly. Everything worked. What else you got?
Okay, so then Skeery, you know, he can't eat anything, but he can eat a crab claw. So this guy is digging and digging. He was trying to get every bit of crab claw because he couldn't eat anything else.
No. All he could have is the meat from a crab claw. And they were stone crabs. Yeah. They were beautiful. You would have loved it, Froggy. Yeah.
Deanna loves, you know, French onion soup. This French onion soup was amazing.
She has her own Instagram account devoted to French onion soup.
Yes, but she said this one was good. It just did not have enough salt. So that was her complaint. Scotty tried to snail for the first time.
Yeah.
How'd you do with your escargot?
It's a weird consistency, but it wasn't terrible.
Oh, I like that. It was a good sauce. It was all good.
Yes.
And then they asked me to try that, and I was like, no, guys, I am not eating SpongeBob SquarePants or any of his friends.
SpongeBob
I'm sorry.
Is a sponge.
That's
yes.
Gary.
Gary.
Exactly. Yeah. So okay. So Danielle, I said, Danielle, just try the escargot. I don't eat things from the ocean. I said, well, it's not from the ocean. It's from the garden.
Yeah. And then I also realized that instead of telling people I don't like fish, from now on, I'm allergic to seafood. Because this way, no one bothers me and everyone shuts up. That works for me.
But snails aren't from the ocean.
I don't care.
Not this one.
SpongeBob SquarePants is, and I don't care.
It wasn't a sponge.
Elvis also claimed it was the last time we were doing lunch ever, and he said it about 10 times.
Get that drunk over here to come here.
Every time we go out to lunch together, he's like, never again.
Yeah, this is the last time.
I understand it.
Well, I will tell you this.
Yeah.
I wanted a glass of wine, so the guy says, you know, several of you are going to have the Pinot Noir, should I just bring a bottle? Yeah, just bring a bottle. Mm-hmm. So I had my cocktail, right?
Yeah.
And then Jeff, the engineer, drank the entire bottle of wine. Did you notice that?
I didn't. We were all the way at the other end of the table.
Jeff was good for that.
I actually had a glass poured for me. Then I looked down. It was gone, and I didn't drink it.
Oh, my gosh.
This is not Jeff's first offense with wine.
No, this is a typical Jeff move.
Yeah. Exactly.
What did I do now?
Well, nothing. It's okay. Because people will say, well, how come you drank? It's dry or January. I had one drink.
And not everybody is doing dry or January. I'm not doing it.
Exactly. I never said it was dry January. Well,
no, I know.
But we wanted to move you into a new studio. It's definitely not a dry January.
We ordered a bottle of Pinot Noir, and it was just gone. And you had feathers coming out of your mouth.
whoa. Time out. I had two glasses yesterday at lunch.
Okay. Yeah.
The guy sitting next to me that was doing dry January.
Josh.
Also had two glasses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Good thing. Isn't it funny how the dry January people are drinking more than me, and I'm just drier.
Yeah.
I had a drink, and I had a sip of an espresso martini. That's all I had.
Oh, and then Scotty's my favorite. Like, I'm not drinking. But what is he doing? He ate all the fruit out of everyone's glasses. Yeah. So he was more wasted than anybody.
Yeah, he was getting drunk off the fruit that was in the alcohol.
Those cherries were great.
I know.
Cherries, the oranges, the everything else he ate.
Then Nate was wielding a knife. I think he was looking for his next victim at one point.
Stop
like,
it.
At the table. Like, put the knife away.
It's my steak.
What are you doing?
What else is on your list?
Gandhi thought it was very rude because Skeery brought his own bottle of water with him to the table.
It had vitamins and minerals in it. I needed it.
You shouldn't do that.
No.
It was a nice restaurant.
No. I dropped the Brussels sprouts and I had to catch them all with my hands because they were rolling off of the table.
I didn't see that.
I had to put them back on.
How was that Moroccan fried chicken? Isn't that nice?
I took home all the leftovers. It was fantastic.
Good.
Right before dessert, Elvis yells out, I am bored with all of you.
I was. It was just like, okay, this is going on way too long.
And this is my side note. Ugh, Elvis doesn't shut up. I mean, I know he's paying, but come on. That's my side note.
Okay. Can't disagree with that.
Garrett left early. He drops his ID in the restaurant, and poor Skeery has to run it out to him as he drives by in the car.
You got some exercise.
Yeah. Good. And then, as I'm going home, I get a text from Sam that says, Elvis accidentally punched me in the head when he was saying goodbye.
It was an accident. What's your question, Skeery?
My question is this.
What?
First of all, these sound like you're filing complaints, but isn't this the stuff that makes us uniquely us? All this?
Yes, everything? And your breath is really bad.
That's why I put it all down, because it's not mean stuff. It's actually funny stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have ketosis breath?
No, jeez. I found out there was a garlic confit in the Bronx.
Yeah. It was. So anyway, so what other notes do you have?
That's it. That's all my notes.
That's a lot.
Okay. All in all, I must say, it just went on a little too long.
Yeah.
It was like time to go.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we got it done.
Did Sam steal anything off the table because she was looking at a lot of the glassware and she really wanted a set?
I don't think so.
Yeah, probably. Okay. Yeah. Any closing thoughts?
So Danielle just listed off a bunch of things that were, you know, crazy and out of control yesterday, and they were. But if you notice, I didn't do anything on that list. I didn't do anything bad.
No.
Our waiter hated me.
Why?
And it was a general consensus that he hated. It wasn't just me thinking that. Diamond was there, Deanna was there, and they were like, dude, what is up with
Diamond,
this guy?
Was the waiter giving her side eye or something?
Yes, he was. Really? Yes, he was.
He was really nice to the rest of us.
I bet he was.
Yeah.
He took away at one point, so I ordered a steak and it was very, very undercooked. So I said, hey, can I get it done a little more? He took it, never brought it back until the end of the meal.
Oh.
I had a packet to go. I'm like, okay, what is going on? He just was not happy with my presence there. And even Deanna was like, what is going on with this guy?
Oh, wow.
Well, okay.
Buddy, you know what did we do?
Good luck finding a new restaurant. Oh, that's right. We live in New York.
Yeah.
No problem. Well, I'm glad we had a time together. A
it
great
was
time.
Fun.
The only thing I really missed was Froggy. I wish Froggy could have been there. So next time you're up here.
It sounds like a lot of fun, and I would have added to the craziness.
It was fun.
No, I would have probably taken a hostage. Had you been there, it would have been too much.
Can we talk about the creme brulee corn thing? Holy macaroni. Yeah. Damn, that was good.
Peppercorn sauce.
It was all pretty good. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the three things we need to know from Gandhi, and then we have the $1,000 Skiller free money phone tap on the way. What do you have going on, Gandhi?
All right. The defense attorney for Proud Boys leader is blaming former President Donald Trump for the attack on the U.S. Capitol. In opening statements yesterday, his lawyer told the jury in Washington that prosecutors are going for the easy target because it's too hard to bring Trump to the witness stand with his army of lawyers. Five leaders of the far-right extremist group are charged with seditious conspiracy, accused of trying to stop the peaceful transfer of power from Trump to President Joe Biden. Speaking of President Biden, Attorney General Merrick Garland is appointing a special counsel to oversee the investigation into Biden's handling of classified documents from his time as vice president.
What is it with the presidents taking all this stuff home?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to do that. But Robert Hur will be taking on the role after serving as Maryland's U.S. attorney during the Trump administration. The announcement comes after Biden's private attorneys found materials with classified markings dating back to the Obama administration at the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C., and in storage at his Delaware home.
They were in the garage next to his Corvette.
Just chilling. Geez. And he's like,
classified documents in my garage.
No one alert everybody.
Surely a garage door will keep the spies out.
Yeah, you'll never know. And finally, we talked about this, but it's going to be a big night when it comes to jackpots. Mega Millions is over $1.3 billion. Tomorrow night, you're going to have another chance to win over $400 million with Powerball. Good luck, everybody. And those are your three things.
Thank you, Gandhi.
The free money phone tap.
You are caller 100. You just won.
Is coming up next. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show, free money phone tap, no purchase necessary. Void in Canada, Montana, New Mexico, Washington, and where prohibited. For more info and rules, go to elvisduran.com/contests.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. So learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.